Hey, babe.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome. Glad that you're here. This is episode
this six. This will be episode six.
Cue the music.
Oh.
It's you and me, baby. Against all odds, we got a good marriage because we serve a greater God. Good marriage.
Your hat is like way up now. It's kind of even higher than you've done before. It kind of has like a Three Stooges.
I like it.
Look going.
I'm with it
right now.
I'm here for this. I like that.
I don't know if you know. It looks like you're wearing a hat that's way too small.
I like this. I know what it looks like.
Like earlier, it was better. I'm just saying it's even higher than it was.
Yeah.
It don't look as good as...
You don't have to be on board with this. I'm just saying. I like it.
All right.
So, if you're new to our channel, if you're new to our podcast, my name's Brandon and...
I'm Kim.
And thank you for joining us. Such a pleasure to have you with us. Today, we're going to talk about something that we've been talking about for a while, and that is, you know, the prospect of... children. We are not parents, but we think we might like to be parents someday. So I want to talk about that.
All right. That's about right.
Mm-hmm.
When you were young, did you think that you would have children?
Oh, man. It's weird. I feel like that's all like I talked about. I always talked about the future. You know, like I remember when I was a kid, I would talk about, you know, what it's going to be like when I get my first car. What is it going to be like when I get my first job? What is it going to be like when I go to college? You know, all these different things. What is it going to be like when I get married and have kids? You know, so I feel like I always, you know, kind of had marriage and children, you know, on like my mind, which is, I don't think that is the norm for a lot of guys.
Oh. More than people think, I would imagine. I think there's more guys than people.
I'm a part of an elite group, I guess.
Perhaps. I had no intention really on having children. Even in my first marriage, I did not get married thinking, oh, man, now that I'm married, perhaps I'll do this having kids now. Still had zero intention on having children. What made me consider the possibility was seeing you and seeing how great you are with children and just the kind of spirit that you have and your personality, just your character in general. I'm like, he would be a great father.
Oh, man.
I also had to work through some of my own fears as well. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to have children, but I didn't realize that my main reason behind that, I only realized this just like 5 years ago, was because I didn't want to end up a single mother. And so for some reason to me, having children just automatically meant like you're going to be doing this by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I grew up seeing. So I guess it is no surprise that I thought that way. But you know, here we are changing that narrative. We have zero intention, obviously, of breaking up. Of course, unforeseen circumstances could happen, and so one parent could end up being a sole provider for a child. But I am no longer operating from a place of fear. I used to think that if you end up pregnant, like, you might as well just jump off a cliff, man. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, like, like, literally that same words. And I remember the moment then when I no longer felt like I was operating out of fear that I said, you know what? I wouldn't jump off the cliff. like those exact words to myself. Like, I actually think I'll be all right.
Yeah. I ain't gonna jump off a cliff.
I think I'll be all right. So here we are now.
Here we are.
Now okay with the idea. I also knew that you wanted to have children. So I let you know early on, like, I'm not a big having kids person. I'm going to let you know right now. Like, I never really planned on having children. Mm-hmm. But I'm not married to that. Because who am I to dictate, you know, exactly what my future would be. I don't know my future or how I will even evolve.
And it's funny that you should say that because...
I was surprised you were like, okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, because at the same time, like, yeah, I wanted kids, but I wasn't married to the idea of having kids because, number one, I don't have to carry them. You know, I don't have to carry... You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have to get pregnant and worry about carrying a baby to term. I don't have to... deal with the trauma. I don't have to deal with so many things that, like, I don't have to consider, you mm-hmm. know, other than the fun parts, you know, and right. So like, if you didn't want to have kids, it's like, I love you. That's not a deal breaker for me, you know? And I respect people who, if it is a deal breaker for you, you know, like, I feel like that's something that should be communicated early on, yeah. you know? But, for me, it wasn't a deal breaker. You know, I wanted to be with you, and if you didn't want to have kids, I was like, all right, well, you know, maybe we won't have kids. I think we both came in with, like, a lot of grace into our relationship with each other,
mm-hmm.
and we still operate in that same grace. You know, do we still piss each other off and get on each other's nerves? Absolutely. You know, but I think it's grace. Like, you have to kind of, especially in marriage, and you're dealing with people who are, in most cases, in marriages, like, opposite of each other, you know. So you, like, having that in mind, you have to come to the table with some grace, man. You know, and so you can't be so rigid in everything, yeah. I don't believe. So.
No, I agree. Well, now we've been married for 5 years it. Now.
You should have some of it.
It's delicious.
Sorry for interrupting.
Homemade apple cider. With a little bit of whiskey. Delicious.
Piquito.
Delicious. Now that we've been married for 5 years, I wonder, like, if we will have kids or not.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't 100% certain, of course, that we, like, could, but we can say that we've been... not preventing pregnancy. And it was about almost a year into trying, that I thought it would be a good idea to get checkups,
mm-hmm.
you know, make sure that everything is okay, you mm-hmm. know, like all the things that help to facilitate pregnancy. Basically,
mm-hmm.
Wanted to make sure that everything was okay there. So we went to a fertility clinic just for diagnostic purposes and pretty much got the okay. Like, you know, mm-hmm. there's some things that could be better, but
yeah.
we think that, like... you know, you should be okay. Mm-hmm. I knew I had, like, fibroids, mm-hmm. but they weren't preventing pregnancy from, you know, where they're located, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so, I was like, all right, we'll just keep trying, you know. And then another year goes by. So when we went to a fertility clinic again, you know, just because basically if you're not pregnant within a year, then there's a good chance that you're going to be up for a challenge.
Yeah.
If you're not pregnant after a year of trying. But because we, like, are okay either way with or without children, you mm-hmm. know, we didn't feel like any urgency to be like, oh my gosh, we should, like, really, like, come up with a strong game plan and some interventions and everything else. And mm-hmm. you know, but I'm glad that we were smart to do kind of like the fertility check-ins. And, like, yeah. We're still not pregnant.
Nope.
Still not preventing.
Yeah, I mean,
it.
We practicing.
Yeah, but it's interesting, though, because just about all my friends and family know me as the person who has not really ever intended on having children.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to get anyone hopes up being like, mm-hmm. well, we're trying. Mm-hmm. You know, because that gets annoying. Mm-hmm. Plus, I didn't think it was anybody's business, to be honest.
It's none of your business.
It's none of your business. Yeah. but I think when it seemed like it was not going to be easy, I found myself, like, not wanting to talk to anybody about that, and so that I kind of isolated myself a little bit there. Because even the few times that I've tried, honestly, it depends on the friend. I know I tried gauging it to somebody, like, because they were just like, well, you're not trying to have kids, so blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, actually, yeah, we are trying to have kids. Mm-hmm. And I think the assumption is that any woman who is doing any type of effort to try to have children, that there's this assumption that this is what she's wanted her whole life. And it's this heavy thing, like, oh my gosh, if I won't be a complete person until I have children. So you end up getting, and you don't get this because it's definitely, I'm sure, a woman thing, but the response that I get is either, oh no, like, it'll happen. Mm. You both will be excellent parents. And it's like put on really heavy, like, this is what you always want. I didn't say this is all I always wanted. Going, or I get the, oh, you're not trying to have kids. You're not trying that hard, so meh.
Mm. I think
it's kind of weird.
Like, it's nothing that is projected on me as a guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I think other guys who have been through this,
we get all the projections.
I think it's more so we question ourselves. You know, we feel like, oh man, this is something that, and it's completely unfair. But we always say, oh, I think this is something that I should be able to do. I should be able to father a child. I should be able to give my wife a baby. I should be able to just, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, for whatever reason, when you can't do that, you start questioning your body. Like, what's wrong with my body? How come I can't do this? You know, man, maybe we won't ever have kids and maybe it's my fault.
Women receive all of the negative comments, or the comments that people think is okay to say. You know, people like to make your life their business, I guess. I don't know. And like to say things like, well, why haven't you had children yet? As if you are in full control on whether you, when and
right.
how frequently you can birth children.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes it's even framed in a way that you're depriving your husband by not having children yet, or giving him children.
Yeah.
And I used to be very, it was nice, you know, when I was single and all of that kind of died away because I was divorced. And at that point, people probably were like, she is not going to have kids, you know, she's all about her single life and she's loving it. Let's forget it. Let's no longer, you know, try to.
Let's not broach the topic.
Let's just not, yeah. And then I got married and people started to sneak it back up again, like, oh snap, there's a chance now. We got a chance. Like, you barely had a chance about me getting remarried. Don't get too excited about the prospect of children. So when people would mention, like, so when's the babies coming and everything? And I used to just be like, oh, you know what? When the Lord deems it time, it will happen. And it kills me when that's not enough for people. You would think defaulting to the Lord would shut people up.
I think people have, like, a tough time wrapping their head around it. Because they look at you like, oh, you seem healthy.
Yeah, and they just figure, like, you're a beautiful couple. Mm-hmm. You'll make beautiful babies. And pregnancy just happens like this. Mm-hmm. And that's not the truth for many people. It's not like it's rare for folks to have a little bit of difficulty getting pregnant. There are many women who deal with fertility issues, many men that deal with fertility issues. You have people who have miscarriages. Mm-hmm. And the lack of sensitivity to that, just like completely that going out the window for people, to the point that they think it's okay to question your fertility and why you haven't had kids yet.
And I think it's something that, like, it's not really talked about a lot, like miscarriages and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot of women who go through it, and who, unfortunately, like, a lot of women are quiet about it. So, like, when my sister had her miscarriage, you know, it wasn't until she had her miscarriage that she found other people who've been through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and thank God, you know, people come out when that happens, you know, but like, you know, from like seeing her go through that, it just seemed like, you know, oh man, you know, my body let me down, or I feel like an island or whatever, you know, but I think that the dialogue should be out there, because it's, it, like you said, it is more so the norm for you to struggle with your first few, you know.
I think like 1 in 3
mm-hmm.
like pregnancies and in miscarriage, like something like that, like something along that statistic, like that, it is very common. And that's just miscarriage. That's not even mm-hmm. including the folks who might have trouble getting pregnant altogether, who maybe are dealing with a health condition that may or may not be preventing or making just pregnancy more difficult. I don't know. I think my last straw with people, like trying to say I need to have children, because I don't feel as though I should have to give people the full story. Like, well, we've been trying, but we've been having some challenges. Mm. But I don't think that anyone deserves that answer. Because like I said, it's none of your business. I remember we were at a friend's house who was having a party. And this person at the party, seeing other people with their kids, was like, all right, man, it's time for y'all to hurry up and have some kids. And I'm like, I'm not even sure if we even want to have kids. So, you know, it's not really up to you to decide. And she kind of kept going for a while. Then she finally was like, okay, I'll stop. And then I'm walking away from her. And then I hear her yell to me, who's going to take care of you when you get old? And
the Lord.
Even before she said that, like, she first was talking about how great her children have been in her life, and this is someone whose children are grown now, and she wouldn't take none of my soft answers as a clue to like shut up. So she kept thinking it was okay to keep pushing and broaching it.
It's peer pressure.
And when she did that, she was loud enough for a few people to like notice and turn around, like. And I said to her, not yelling, because she yelled that, and she tried to say like, just kidding. And I was just like, you know, my family, we take very good care of each other, whether we have children or not. I have an amazing family, and we look out for each other. There is nobody who's like without children who is just like on their own, you know? And I was like, we will be okay. And I pretty much like was ready to leave at that point. So I think I left shortly after that. And ever since then, I said, from now on, whenever I get broached with any questions about why we don't have kids or any question about a topic of children that's not nobody's business, that I will give them an answer that is what I hope makes them equally uncomfortable like with their, you know, my response. Will, you know, hopefully make them equally uncomfortable than it is to question someone. So like, you know, it's like I had one person inquire about it, and they said, why haven't you had kids? What are you waiting for? I was like, oh, I'm waiting to not be 3 times more likely to die as a Black woman in childbirth.
Start dropping them statistics.
And I'm waiting for maternal mortality to improve, actually. You realize that it's me. I had the statistics of those who don't get listened to. By doctors and nurses during childbirth, I'm more likely to have complications that could kill me and my child. I like to wait for that to get worked on a little bit, you know. Or my favorite is if they ask me a question about what am I waiting for, or why haven't you had kids yet? I will ask them like, oh, I don't know. How much have you invested in your 401k? what are you waiting for? You know, like, what are you waiting for? I mean, you're going to retire eventually, right? Who's going to take care of you? Don't count on your kids, you know? And like, so that's been very effective. I hope that we are able to have children. If not, you know, it's fine. We are considering just how much we were willing to intervene to make it happen. I think it took a long time. I think for you, it didn't take long, but it took a while for me to decide, like, I'm willing to do IUI, which is like intrauterine implantation, to assist, you know, but not yet. I am really committed to really making sure we're as healthy as possible, because I don't want to start throwing interventions into the mix when there could be, there actually could be something underlying, you know, that might be best. I think sometimes, most of the time, our bodies know best. If something is not working, you know, if something is possibly not working as it should, it may be because something needs to be worked on or improved or strengthened. And, you know, so we've spent, I like the last 6 months really just like getting our health in a strong place. And trying to feel our healthiest, and you know, and not to make it seem like that's gonna be the fix at all, but
it helps.
It helps. I want to make sure that we, even if we do, especially if we do decide to go the intervention route, fertility intervention route, that I want to know that we are at our best physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, like that we're in a good place, because there's a lot of stress that could come from that once you start doing interventions. I barely keep track of like ovulation and like stuff like that. I mean, I have like the little app, you know, that I can like log my period and like some symptoms. But anything more than that, I start to feel the pressure. I wonder if anybody can relate to that, because there's some women who are trying to get pregnant that, man, it's like they studying for the bar exam. Like, they get down into the nitty-gritty of details. Yeah. You know, they checking the cervical fluid. They checking the ovulation. They checking their temperature every day.
Nautical coordinates. Like we got to be like, facing due north.
Like, I think brings a lot of, for me, would bring a lot of stress into the situation. That's my concern about interventions. It's why, at least right now, I'm not willing to do IVF, which is in vitro fertilization. It's remarkably more expensive. It's your most expensive route, basically. And though we can like make the financial part work, it also makes the stakes like feel really high. So like the letdown is heavy if it don't work out. But I also don't want to put that stress on our marriage. Like the stress of doing $10,000 a pop treatments and trying to like stay hopeful and, you know, and healthy and not worry. Like, it's all right. You know, so, we'll see. How things pan out, you know, eventually. I do know that if we don't have children, we will be absolutely fine. Because it's not wrapped up into our identity.
You'd be a great mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even growing up, when I never really wanted to have children. Mm-hmm. I've always kept the door open of the possibility of adoption.
Yeah.
And
actually a new thing for me. Like, I remember
considering adoption. Yeah. Foster adoption. Yeah, you wasn't. Yeah, because I was like, I'm like, oh, it's fine, babe. Like, if you want to have kids, and why don't we just adopt? And you're like, okay. That's okay. And a lot of people are that way. They want to have their own.
But that's changed, their own, you know. Like for me though, like I would totally be up for adoption.
Until then, we are enjoying being uncle and auntie.
It's lit.
It's nice. It's lit. Actually, it's nice. It really is. And every kid we encounter, you know, related or not related, becomes our niece or nephew.
Yep.
And yeah, I like it. I'm a fan. I like I like the social experiment of watching them evolve into full humans.
It's cool.
And seeing them have like epiphanies, like finding their feet.
Yeah.
Finding their voice. Figuring out how to lie.
What? Look at him. Look at his face.
You don't even have to teach him. It's crazy. Just know
intuitively how to lie.
Like them just watching them do things that will ultimately, collectively become them being a citizen of the world. And
I like watching children like process and
I do
and like figure out certain things. I like and seeing it, seeing the problem solving going on behind their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love seeing it.
That it cracks me up actually. Trying to decide which toy to play with. Like they really
It's so
or neat. Like when their imagination is like all over the place and you just like, wow, you're really up in this piece.
Kids are also politicians amongst like other kids.
Yeah, I see that in action.
Like it's nuts.
Like it's like they are little mini adults.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Because you never really like change. You grow, you add layers to yourself, but like you're still at the center of everybody, you're still that little kid. You know, you just add experiences and you add life layers on top. I like that phrase. Life layers. Bars.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you guys know if anything changes in the children department. In the meantime, we are really enjoying our lives together. We feel complete as husband and wife. We have some lovely role models to help guide us along the way with if we have kids. I already know like which people we're gonna be hollering at.
Shout out to Belief in Fatherhood, man. You made me feel like I can be a dad. So for sure, man.
You definitely make me see what it looks like to be a dad.
Yeah.
You know? And because I didn't grow up seeing that, and it's nice to see that in action.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Let your light shine, bro.
Well,
we're getting low on the drink.
My drink is getting low. Yeah.
So it's almost time to go.
Time to go.
Hey, for you young married couples who are thinking about kids who have not taken that leap into parenthood and you who can relate to us, let us know in the comment section below.
Also, those who are parents, you got some advice on like kind of how things were before you had kids, what you did to prepare yourself for children, you know? Yeah. I always open to get advice. And I'm always a fan of getting folks' thoughts, especially those who have been there, done that. So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Global Village.
And like,
come on, communicate.
For you women out there who are getting people always thinking that is their business to know why you haven't had children yet, I highly recommend you look up a few solid, sobering statistics that you use to have as your ammunition, and when people think it's their business to inquire about those things, or just kind of come up with a list of responses that are very much either can create some cognitive dissonance for the person who's asking you the question, or can at least shut them down and shut them up. I highly recommend just have it available. Just make a list, and you will not regret it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Peace. Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Kim.
And this has been Good Marriage, Great God. Hey, if you like what you heard today, be sure to comment, like, subscribe.
You could find us on social media on Instagram or Facebook at Good Marriage, Great God.
Till next time.